Om Shanti. 21st October 2018. Today is Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a conqueror of obstacles and remain constantly filled with zeal and enthusiasm with a variety of experiences. Every day at Amrit Vela, various points of zeal and enthusiasm should emerge in your intellect for the whole day. Note down from every day's mudli points of zeal and enthusiasm, and these varieties of points will increase your zeal and enthusiasm. Human nature likes to have what? Human nature likes to have variety. Variety is the spice of life. Therefore, whether you churn points of knowledge or have a heart-to-heart conversation, become zero with some form of variety and remain aware of your hero part, and you will remain full of zeal and enthusiasm, and all the obstacles will easily finish. So Baba is saying, as we saw yesterday also, that zeal and enthusiasm is one of the most important thing of this Brahmin life. So Baba is saying, as we saw yesterday, so many different points to have zeal and enthusiasm. Even today, Baba is saying, without variety, everything becomes dull and drab. So this Brahmin life should have a lot of variety. As I told yesterday, you liked one song very much, it touched your heart, and you are moved by hearing that song, and probably all of a sudden you become bodiless and there are goose pimples, and you felt, this is the best song I ever heard, such a deep touching song on God's love. But now imagine you start hearing this song every day for 1 year. After 1 year, so then probably you start getting bored. So anything which is repeated in the similar manner, similar fashion for a long time, loses its flavor. So that's why variety should be there. Variety in everything. No two Amrit Vela meditation should be similar. There should be variety in yoga, there should be variety in churning of knowledge, there should be variety in inculcation of virtues, and there should be variety in service. So that's what Baba is saying today, that human nature likes to have variety. Therefore, whether you churn points of knowledge, or even the way you talk with Baba, even that talk, that conversation should have variety. Whether you become zero with some form of variety, or you play your hero part, for all of these things, what you need is lot of enthusiasm, lot of energy, lot of zeal, lot of zest. And that should emerge from your intellect every day, for the whole day. So, one of the important question is, how to bring variety in life? What should we do so that we don't get bored and there is a variety? Because only when there is a variety, there would be zeal and zest. Once the variety is lost, zeal and zest is gone. So how should we bring variety in this Brahmin life? What should we do? Yesterday we saw so many points on enthusiasm. So what variety, what newness, what creativity one can bring in this Brahmin life? Yeah. What should we do? Something new every day. Now, just take for example today. Today is the day and we have 24 hours ahead with us. So what should we do? Something new which we never did before. Something which is absolutely newfangled, absolutely never touched, untouched thing. So what are the new things we can do in this Brahmin life? Do the same thing in different manner. Yeah. Same thing, but in a different manner. Okay. Then what else? What else? See how others are doing the same things. Then, yesterday, I started asking 2-3 people about the way they go to sleep. Because I felt somewhere, let me find out how they go to sleep. So I asked 2-3 brothers, what is your method of going to sleep? Means like, don't tell theory that you should do yoga for a half an hour and we should read Avyakta Murli and we should talk with Baba and all those checking and chat and all those things. That's okay. That everybody knows. And there are even people give classes on this. So, not that. What exactly you do? So, you know, you can always learn from others. What is the exact time they go to sleep? And what is the exact things they do before going to sleep? What is their digital affair before sleep? What is the digital connectivity? How do they pack up their digital expansion? So, you know, this is a good thing to learn from others. What is the exact thing you do immediately when you get up? The first thing you do. Don't tell theory that this and that and that. What you do, that tell me that. So, go to others. Talk with them, have conversation with them and learn from them what they do. So that will bring variety in us. It's not that what we are doing is wrong, but I want to know now from 10 people at least, from 10 brothers or 10 sisters, the way they do the same thing. Is it better than me? Or I can learn from them? Let me learn. So that is the first, to learn from others. The same thing. Or how to do the same thing in a different manner. Then how to bring variety in this Brahmin life. Go and do some such act which you have never done before. An act of kindness, for example. Some new acts of kindness. I see in hospital, some people come and they bring a rose, a flower, and they give to all the patients one rose and go away. Just like that. So that's an act of kindness, act of love. The other day, two double foreigner sisters came in the hospital and they were wearing joker-like clothes, costumes, that big nose and this and that, some fancy cap, and they had that, what is that, I don't know. When you blow it, bubbles come. So they were moving in the general ward and they were moving in the P1 ward. Oh. So they were moving from here and there and here and there and going from here to this place. And all the small kids, patients were cluttering around them. And that was very different. So that was some variety. So you know, so that is a sort of variety. Go out of your way and help somebody. You don't want to do, but you go out of your way and start helping others. So that will bring some variety in this Brahmin life. A variety is seva. So that is another. Third, what else? Some variety, some spicy thing that will bring back the energy, bring back that enthusiasm. Otherwise, it's doing the same thing, getting up at Amrit Vela after Amrit Vela, doing the same chore and then same Murli and then same this and that and whole day. At the end of the day, one feels, oh, the same time. There's no newness today. So what else? Reading Murli in a different manner or exploring Murli in a different manner. Trying to know the meaning of words. If take up one word from Murli and try to know all the different meanings of that word. Any single word, take that word and try to know the meaning. For example, for drama, Baba says, bana, banaya. This is a very different word which has got no English translation. Bana, banaya means it is made and It is not made. It is made, already made, and somebody has made. It has got double meaning and very difficult to understand. Bana, banaya, it is nowhere in any Hindi, any of the Hindi literature, anywhere such word. Bana, banaya means somebody has prepared it. Already it is created. Nobody has created it, but also it has been created. So what exactly it is, that it is up to you to churn. So there are many such tongue twisters. So take up one word or take up one line and try to understand that line in different manner. Look at the same line. For example, this is the Nakki Jhil, Nakki Lake, and this is the mountain on this side, and there is a garden on this side, and there is what in sometimes you sit here, stand here and see the lake. Sometimes you sit, stand here and see the lake. Sometimes you go on the other side and see the same lake. Sometimes you go here on the top and see the lake. Every time lake would be different. Even the time when you are doing this task. In morning it is different, evening it is different, night it is different. So trying to see the same thing from different point of view. Suppose there's one topic, this is a topic variety, now you have to give a speech on it. So now you are preparing in a very different manner. Now it also depends on which audience you have in front of you. Suppose you are not having to, you don't have to give any speech and you want to understand it. Now your mindset is entirely different. Very calm and quiet. No stress. You can understand it better. So looking at the same thing from different point of view, this is what brings variety. What else? I should mingle with people, at times we should withdraw. Okay. And when you withdraw again, try to churn. What was my stage during that period? Was I detached? Was I loving? Was I too much involved? What? So one should churn. For example, whenever they go to some pilgrimage in the path of devotion and they come back, they say that every day take out some time and try to recall all those things which you did in pilgrimage. Those pure feelings, your emotions, because the world is a quagmire. It's all worldliness that will drown you soon. So when you visit any site, come back and try to churn it. So whenever you are amidst the activity, 100 people and too much seva and hectic work going on, now you withdraw and hear and churn. What was your state? What was your stage? How stable you were? What was the condition of the mind? Was it very stable? Probably we will find no, it was not. It was not as we say, but it was entirely different. The world makes its impact on us, no matter how much knowledge we have, how much yoga we do, but it does create some impact. What is that subtle impact? Churn on that impact. So this is one thing that is little different that can bring variety. What else? New thing. Tell those things which you have never done before. Visit those places which you have never visited before. Go to those places for doing yoga which are entirely new, where you never did yoga. For example, in Shantistham itself, sitting on this side or that side. Go to some place where you never sat before. So try to do yoga there. A new place for yoga. So sitting for yoga. Then what else? In new language. Okay. If you are reading every day in your language, try to read it in new language. Also start to read it in a different manner. Start from behind. Start from the slogan and start from the your Vardhan, or start from some, like in today's Avyakta Murli, first begin with Trinidad. Baba is meeting that Trinidad at the end. Start from there. So reading it in a very different, and we have so many methods. So language. So reading in a different language. And one more, churning in different language. And one more, talking with Baba in different language. Don't use the same Amrit Vela. You are so comfortable talking with him in your vernacular language. But when you change language and talk with Baba, there is a block. Language don't reach him. Language don't reach him. In Paramdham, there is no language. In Supreme Soul World, there is no language. It is vibrations they reach Baba. 10 people are there. 10 children. One is remembering in Tamil, another in Latin, another in French, another in Spanish, and Hindi and English. What is reaching Baba? None. Nothing is reaching. Words don't reach him. What reaches him is vibrations, feelings. There is a mother who is unlettered, absolutely illiterate. She doesn't know even how to talk. And she is talking with Baba. And there is a highly learned who is using bombastic words. And those powerful words, and he thinks that now, see, Baba is getting impressed. You can't impress him with your words and with your powerful language. Language doesn't reach him. Words don't reach him. What reaches him is your feelings, pure feelings, your emotions, your vibrations. So it is the vibrations. So have a conversation with him. Bring newness in talking with Baba. What newness you will bring in talking with Baba, Sushil Bhai? What newness? Variety, we want variety. Without variety, it's the same thing. Baba, you are ocean of this and ocean of that. And I am this and I am embodiment, you are ocean. I am embodiment and you are ocean. You are this, you came this, that. Tell something new. Baba is in you again, the same child. Rattling of the same thing, all. Something new. What new? Sometimes you don't have to speak with anything, with him anything. You know, for example, a bride is there, okay? And she has friends, Saheli. And there's a group of young boys, and one of them is her bridegroom. So these friends, they ask her, is that your groom? She says, no. Then the other girl asks her friend, is that your groom? She says, no. Then the other girl asks, is that your groom? She says, no. And then she points out at her groom and asks one girl, one friend, is that your groom? She doesn't say anything. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, no. She just smiles and she feels shy. So that is the ultimate meeting with the beloved. No, yes, no, no. She doesn't say no and she doesn't say yes. She just smiles. So sometimes your meeting with Baba should be like this. Total silence. So that is a variety. What else? Variety in yoga. Let's start from here. The variety in yoga. What variety in yoga? Different language, different place, different time. Try to remember him during that period where you never remembered. For example, afternoon. This is the time of the day where one remembers Baba the least, where one is soul conscious the least. Because afternoon time. Morning is okay, evening is okay, but afternoon, that is one time where we are not that much. We want to do so many other things, no? Regarding service, one is engaged in this and that and so many other things. So, Madhyan, that afternoon period, that is, try to do yoga during that period. And different activities. During that period, during those activities where we never did yoga, try to do yoga during that period. Try to remember, try to talk with him, try to connect with him during that period. Jagdish Bhai had shared one experience. Once there was a group of brothers and sisters, and they were given appointment by some minister. And as the group, because in group, somebody says, just wait 1 minute. Another will say 2 minutes. And that's how they got late. And then they had to meet that minister, secretary. And somehow everybody panicked. Because first train and from their bus and so many other things, they had to go and reach that place. And continuously they were thinking, oh, we will be late. And ultimately they reached and the appointment was cancelled because they reached late. And they came back and disappointed, and there was a sandesh, a message from Baba, and Baba said, you couldn't meet because you did not remember Baba during that period. Whilst going from center to that minister's home, you did not remember Baba because you were thinking, churning something else. If you had remembered me, you would have received his appointment. Otherwise, because you know, to go to see ministers means Earlier days, they were in the wherever the ministers' places are there, their cottages. There are no bus stands there. In that area, it's a posh area. You will not get bus. You might have to get down to some place and from there go walking, something like that. So he had shared this experience. So trying to remember Baba during those unusual hours. That is a variety. What else? In knowledge, churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, sharing knowledge, trying to applying that knowledge, and learning new things, new words, new language, new point of view, new perspective, singing and dancing, new story. Whatever Baba says, try to learn. Wherever new things come, Chandrakant, Vedanta, what is that? Something new things will come in Murli all the time. So you try to know what are why, from where he is picking up and what he is talking all this. So what about Seva? Go to service to those places where you never went before. In a different manner. The same program, but now conduct it in a very different manner. If you start with something, now don't start with that. I had gone to one center and they said, we have given up that usual rituals of greeting the guest with bouquet and this and that. They have said, enough of that. Just a guest comes, one rose, hand, and the procedure starts. Finish. Nothing. No candle lightning, nothing. Otherwise, half of the time is wasted in those candle lightnings and songs and those pop music and all that and all those. So simple. Guest comes, give the rose, and that starts. So that center said, we took a lot of time to come to this because there was a lot of opposition from other many people. Hey, how can you break the rules? These are like this. But now it's so simple. Somebody comes, give this, and the bhatti starts. No any show of nothing. So bring some newness in service, the way you do it, the procedure, the methods, the methodology, everything. So there would be variety. So this is a huge topic, and actually, she's there. Okay. So we can churn more on that in maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Om Shanti.